What's good, y'all? It's that time of the year, and we've got bills to pay. So if you enjoy listening to the show, hit the links in the description to support by donating, joining our Patreon, or buying some new merch. If about 10% of you listening right now donate $10 to support the show, we'd have enough to cover an entire year's worth of cost of production. Over the years, I've been very intentional about turning down ads for things that didn't align with our values, so you don't have to listen to us talk about gambling or boner pills or any of that other crap. But that's only possible through the support of you, our listeners. So we've created some new ways for you to support. And again, if you enjoy listening to the show, hit the links in the description to support by donating, joining our Patreon, or buying some of our new merch. And of course, don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you, and we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Now let's get into today's show.
Jordan trying to shake off Starks. Oh, what a move by Jordan! LeBron James with no regard for human life!
Final seconds. Bryant for the win.
Bang! Iverson. Against Gil, the crowd on its feet. Allen for the win!
Welcome to the Sneaker History Podcast.
What is going on, everybody? It's Mike from the Sneaker History Podcast. And, well, we're back with another episode of Coffee Time Kicks, guys. And today I got another guest, a friend of the show who's been here before. It's been some time. We had to bring him back because he's always making moves. And that's the homie Mosh. What's going on, brother?
Not much. We're just finally getting summer weather here in the Northeast. It's been like 40 degrees out here, and finally I can wear some shorts and stuff, and you know, it's nice to know that in June that we're finally getting that weather.
Wait, where are you at?
Connecticut.
I don't know. This whole time I thought you were in Minnesota the entire time.
Everyone thinks I'm from Minnesota because of the Viking stuff. So
yeah,
I was actually in Minnesota last week. I was out there for Adam Thielen's celebrity charity softball game. It's all Vikings and stuff. So yeah. I didn't play this year, but I always take it as an opportunity to go there and kind of network with the new guys and people that I haven't met before. Because, you know, not living in Minnesota, and a lot of the Vikings think I live in Minnesota, so they'll like DM me like, "Hey, I want to get something done. Can you come by the facility?" I'm like, "Bro, I live in Connecticut." And they're like, "Oh, all right." So, but it's good to do the game because it's kind of like, you know, it's not during a football game. It's not pregame, so they're not like distracted mm-hmm. about playing football. You know, the defenses
sure.
are down. There's no security. You know, they're chilling. We're chilling the dugout. You know, BSing. Like I got to connect with the future in Minnesota, JJ McCarthy, and kind of connect with him and get to know him. I did his cleats in the preseason game last year where he got hurt, and then that was all she wrote. But that was through the Vikings. That wasn't through JJ. So. He never met me, so it was good to be like, "Hey, I'm the guy that does this stuff, and when we do more stuff, this is the guy, and whatever." So, real,
it's dope, man.
Yeah, and he's you know, I'm obviously rooting for him as a Minnesota fan, but the kid has a good head on his shoulder. He's very confident. The future is bright there. That's all I can say. I think in that situation, that's the best situation a quote unquote rookie quarterback could go into. Is what Minnesota has, and obviously I'm extremely biased by saying that, but I think I do think that people that know ball would also agree. You know, I think that a lot of the weaknesses in Minnesota they took care of in the offseason. On paper, we'll see how it goes in September, though.
Right, it's like everything looks good. You just gotta get into the game again and see what's up. I mean, one of my best friends, he lived in Minnesota for a while. He's a huge Minnesota fan, so he's very high up on what the team's going to be doing next year. So I think he'll be, when he hears this, he'll be happy to hear that, you know, from like a person who's close in what's going on, you guys think the same thing.
Yeah. So this concludes our sports section of the podcast.
This is, but if you didn't know, you're getting sports today on this podcast.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. But yeah, we don't care about the Vikings. What's up with the shoes? So, yeah.
That's all right. They can deal with it. We talk shoes all the time. We got to talk real stuff, real people. So, but exactly. We want to get into the shoes, of course. I mean, Mosh, I mean, two sneaker models. You made Footwear News' 2025 sneaker power list. You still pump out the cleats, the custom shoes. Man, when do you have time to sleep?
I sleep really well, to be honest with you. I think it's usually tiring. And, like, I'm thankful that, like, you know, there's a lot of things I can kind of, like, have. Like I said, I have my guy Rob helped me out with stuff when I'm like doing, you know, like checking out CADs for, you know, the Miz's golf shoes. And we're like, we're doing stuff like that. Because, like, we have the golf's a whole other thing. Like, we, you know, because you said two silhouettes, but we really have, we have four, honestly. Because we got the V1.
Oh, dang. I didn't think about the golf side.
We got the V1, the V2. We got the Promenade, the Casual, and then we have the golf. And the golf has been, the feedback's been awesome. And it kind of has put the battery in my back and really got me excited about what the possibilities are there. Because now I'm back into golf. You know, I just went and got fitted for clubs 2 weeks ago, and I just got my irons in today, or yesterday. Uh-oh. So I'm hyped. It's very exciting. And, you know, I think that the space is really excited about, you know, the fashion. And, you know, they got the Malbons in the east side. And, you know, and now mm-hmm. Malbon has the golf collab with Gap coming out tomorrow, I think tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So, like, there's possibilities of people looking for stuff. And obviously, Jordan's been doing their thing, but I also feel like the novelty of the Jordan golf shoe, not that it's worn off, but I think people are used to it now. So they're looking for different shoes and silhouettes. And I think that that's where the golf shoe kind of comes in. You know, I've had a lot of really good feedback from people that play legit golf, and they're like, yo, these are dope. And I'll even send them to, like, Jordan athletes. I won't say which ones.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, these are
don't get them in trouble now.
Yeah, I'm not trying to mess their bag up. So I'm encouraged to keep going. Because, you know, like, the first release, you know, we made 100 pairs. And I was like, all right, let's see how it goes. Because I didn't know. You know, I was just kind of, like, betting on myself. And they went quickly. You know, I think we might only have, like, a size 6 and a size 14 left. The rest of them are all gone. And everyone loves them. So we've done one other colorway. And we have a couple more colorways down the pike. And then a bunch of SMUs, special makeups for, you know, Andrew Santino, we're doing a pair for because he's a big golf guy. And then The Miz, obviously, he's been supporting forever through WWE. Now he's trying to golf, even though he's terrible at it. But he still wants to look good. And
I can't talk. I'm terrible. I'm trying, though. I'm trying my hardest. It's just not getting any better.
It's a game that humbles you very much so. I mean, like I said, I played college sports all my life. And, you know, it's so hard to get the baseball swing out of the golf swing. And, like, when it connects, it connects. But when it doesn't, it doesn't. Like, I was playing last week, and I chipped this one shot, and it literally went 90 degrees this way. And my boy's like, you'll never do that shot again. And I was like, all right. I take it as a challenge. So, but it's but it's fun as hell. And, like I said, the golf parts, it's a whole new avenue for me. And I kind of feel like in the independent space, you know, there aren't really too many really doing it. I mean, I think everyone's kind of relying on what's out there. That's cool. Like, or seeing, like, you know, unspikeless versions of New Balances, or, you know, the New Balances or the Adidas or the Air Maxes. You know, that's all cool, but I don't know. I think we're in a nice little space.
No, that's super dope, man. I completely didn't realize you did a golf shoe. Like, I'm so entrenched doing a 20 million thing. I didn't even realize it. And I looked up the picture just now. Dude, they're slick, man. And I just, like you said, the novelty of the Jordan. I have the Jordan 4, the black cement golf shoe. Super cool.
They look great.
I just recently played in the Reebok Question golf.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, really good shoe, surprisingly. I mean, I'm no golf expert, but super comfortable, really different looking, but I liked it. Like you said, you're independent going out there to golf and really capitalizing on a great time, because golf all of a sudden has not just like that's the same just old stuffy dudes playing golf. It's everyone trying. I mean, again, ourselves included. And it's all about, I mean, I may suck. I may hook a shot clean left every time, but you know what? I'm going to look halfway decent out there.
Well,
so,
I made a t-shirt that says I look better than I play. So.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna need to buy that. If you're selling that one, I need to buy that one.
we're gonna keep doing them because it's a theme that I think so many people resonate with, because there's so much dope stuff to get and we all look great, but we're absolutely trash. So
abysmal, man. I'm out there. I'm like, oh, look at this shank. Oh, there. I go through a box of balls in nine holes.
Yeah. I just bought a new box this morning, and the guy at Dick's was like, oh, I hope you don't lose them. I'm like, I'll see you tomorrow, dude.
I know I'm gonna lose them. I'll be.
Yeah, I just get the cheap ones. I don't care because I'm just gonna lose them anyway. So I'm not. I don't.
That's
I'm
what
not
I'm saying. Man.
I'm not doing research. I'm good.
This one has a liquid core that moves the ball forward. Look, you know what? I just need to get it forward. I don't care what else it does. I just need to get the ball to where the hole is at some point.
Fix me. Fix me, please. Like, the ball ain't gonna do it. So.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth, man? And I always see like these super cool like golf clubs come out. I can't remember who it was. I think it might have been Callaway. They came out with these all black irons. I'm like, oh, I would love to spend the money on that if I could justify my game. But guess what? I can't.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I spend more money than I probably should have on getting fitted. I got some QI TaylorMades, and they just came in. I'm very excited. So, again, I'm going to look great. But, you know, that's where the story ends. But, but yeah.
That's dope, man. Yeah. Well, shoot.
Carry on conversation. What are you thinking? What's going on?
Yeah, man. No, I wanted to get with you on the, you know, really – balancing the both. I mean, I know, of course, when people think of Maj, they're like, oh, Maj, the king of customizers from WWE, football, celebrities, you name it, NBA players. What, I mean, are you finding it easy to balance both sides of the business while you're creating a very popular independent model, which is amazing? We're going to talk about that here in a minute, but do they keep that on track along with keeping that same, you know, business that you started with?
Gotten better at it, because I think yeah. that one of the things that, like, when they talk about the conversation of, like, independent brands is those guys, and this is no shade to them, that's their thing. They're doing it, they run the brand. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. we do that, and then we're doing cleats and shoes and things. Like, there's two separate things going on. So I got my man Rob helping me paint, and then, you know, for the brand stuff, I got my man Rich that is helping me with communications with the factory. It's not a big conglomerate of, like, I don't have, like, a materials coordinator. I don't have a color person. Like, that's me. Like, telling the story is either me or my wife. Like, my wife tells some stories, and she'll have an idea, and then it's my job to figure it out. So it's, like, I don't know. Like, we wear a lot of hats, and it's exhausting.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But I wouldn't have it any other way because, I think because I'm so proud of what I can do, and, you know, like, I just know that, if I let someone else take the wheel, then it's not mine anymore. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And my name's on the shoe. My name's on the bottom of it. So I take it very serious. And, you know, like everything I think every independent guy would be like, yeah, you know, my heart and soul is every release is into it. Like, what's your favorite colorway that came out? The one that's coming out next. You know, it's that Tom Brady mentality. Because, you know, because your energy gets put into it. You know, like there's a reason why you decide to put it out and tell that story. And, you know, every single shoe that goes out, I mean, has some way to tell the story, whether it's through materials or the packaging is always custom. Every single release, you know, I take that very serious to, like, you know, tell a story, and that's where the customizer will always be there. And you know, I'm really proud of it, and I think that the people that mess with the brand and believe in the brand and still believe in spending $300 on a pair of shoes, they know that a lot of time and effort is getting put into that product, and you know, and they believe in me and they believe in what they're getting. And that's kind of where the growth of the independent is. It's a good thing because, you know, people are open to new brands. You know, you see people have broken past, obviously, in the last, like, 5-10 years. You know, it's not just Jordans, and they started to open up to the A6 and the New Balance and all that stuff. And then it's kind of like opening up the door to have them look at other brands. But then there's other things because, you know, maybe the person that loves the gel 1130s, you know, it's a $70 price point or a $90 price point now with tariffs. But, you know, you're still looking at a $300 shoe. So, like, when we did the independent brand, it was kind of like, all right, where's that space where it's still a premium but also doesn't alienate everybody? And,
yeah,
you know, we're still working to get the price down, but it's like, you know, I mean, as an independent, people still have that breakdown of the Nike shoes being, like, $7. Like, bro, like, yeah, $7 to make this shoe. But here's the problem. They don't understand that the price – that doesn't factor in marketing. That doesn't factor in all this other – I was going to start cursing – that's all part of the cost of the shoe. People just see goods and materials.
Yeah,
that's cool. Like they say, Louis Vuitton spends, you know, billions of dollars, you know, not billions, but like so much on their marketing to have their brand be elevated like that. I mean, shit, if I had that money, I'd be marketing like that too.
I'd do the same thing.
That's what we aspire to. But, you know, even with Nike, you know, obviously Nike blew, you know, Nike has a great product, but, you know, Wieden and Kennedy isn't cheap. You know, their ad campaigns aren't cheap. Like, those are the things, like, all those Michael Jordan campaigns, it's all marketing. And
money.
People see that, and it's dope. Exactly. And that costs money. You know, it's and as an independent, you know, like, and I talk to some of my other guys that are independent guys. We're all on our own thing, like, trying to tell our stories. And people just need to be open to appreciate what we're doing. And, you know, and obviously people can, like, do all this stuff and the product sucks. But if the product's good and there's a story, because, I mean, because I said this, I was talking to Jeff Staple because we're dropping another collaboration this year. I'll put that out there now. But I said, I was like, bro, I'm like, design a shoe is hard. Like, just even an ugly design, an ugly shoe is hard, let alone one that's nice. It's hard. So it's a damn near miracle to make a shoe that people can mess with and appreciate, and not by themselves. Because again, marketing and, you know, the sway of people's opinions and being accepted. Mm-hmm. You know, like, people need to be told what's dope sometimes, and sometimes you just need the right person to see the shoe to give the cosign. And it sucks that that's the way it is, but that's just how it is. You know, so
that's how it goes. You know? That's how it goes, man. I mean,
the life of an independent designer, man.
Well, you said something earlier about the price point. It is crazy because $300, you know, maybe when you first started making, like, your first models, like, oh man, that's outrageous. Why is it so expensive? But I mean, Jordan brand is putting stuff out $250, like $300 in case, like, the 17. I mean, it's not as far fetched anymore. And have you seen that increase on the big, like, mega brand side help when it comes to people understanding your price point now?
No. People don't want to hear it. But what I will say is I definitely know, and I'm sure you could attest to this too, people are a lot more choosing where they're spending their money. They're not buying every single release. And, you know, and I just know that not everyone, and people, like, will message me, like, yo, sorry, I didn't grab this one. You know, like, whatever, like, I'm like, my feelings hurt. I'm like, hey, I'm like, I don't expect you to drop, because I drop a shoe every month, pretty much. But the fact that they care that much, that, you know, about that, I'm like, those are the core people. Like, and it's not the cool guys. You know what I mean? Like, the people that, like, you're sending the shoes out, it ain't those guys. It's the regular guy that has a regular job. That they're the ones that buy, have, like, they'll show me photos. They have, like, you know, 20 pairs of my shoes. It ain't.
That's dope.
Fat Joe doesn't have 20 pairs of my shoes. You know what I mean? Like, I think focusing your energy on the people
who really are with you. Like you said, it's not the cool guy per se all the time, but you know you have your fan base who are going to be loyal to you. And it doesn't have to be the social media star or whatever it may be.
Right. And that's like, even when you talk about, like, you know, when they say, like, Nike makes billions of dollars and how all that stuff. You know, it's the same thing. Like, sneakerheads, we're important, but we're like a blip on their whole big thing. Like, the cool guys are
in the bucket, man.
Yeah. You know, I think we need to step out of our bubble every once in a while and understand that it ain't just us out here. So I mean, we got the two runners. We're working on a V3 runner. We're in development.
Ooh.
I'm not really putting any teases or sneaks or, you know, anything like that, but we're working behind the scenes. And you know, when it's ready, it's time to start teasing. You know, it's going to be a nice little departure from the V1 and V2, because I kind of feel like the V1 and V2 were kind of one and the same. Like, they had the same shape, same kind of vibe. And the V3 is a little different. And but there's still some DNA that lets you know that it's part of that lineage, but it's a little different. So I'm excited about it. And
your your process of designing your models, I mean, like you said, even to create an ugly shoe, now we're far reaching to a good looking shoe, which you're making. What does that timeline look like for you?
I'll be honest with you, the V1 was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I kind of had gist of what I wanted to do, and it was just a little bit of just chipping away, like, as a sculptor, to kind of figure out what flowed and what didn't. And, like, I think we only did, like, we did a pullover and, like, maybe three design changes, like, just to move things around, spacing. So it wasn't that bad. Like, revisions, that's the word I was looking for. V2 was a little more involved. And then we ended up switching factories. So we had to learn a whole new process of, like, how they do things. And, you know, and the V2 was the one where we did our, you know, my own tooling, and we designed all that from scratch. And that was obviously, you know, once we figured out that, you know, people like the shoe, where I invested in the tooling, because the V1 was on Vibram, okay. And that was an open mold, and it was funny because, like, you know, people that aren't sneaker nerds would see that tooling on different shoes and be like, oh, Mosh, they're biting your sole. I'm like, no, that's not my sole. I'm like, but I think I might have been the first one to use it, so people were accustomed to seeing that, and it just so I imagine.
Oh, I got you.
So, like, I would try to, like, you know, I would educate or have a conversation with people and let people know, but then I just got exhausted. I'm like, all right, I can't deal with it anymore. So, so for the V2, we went all out and, you know, put my signature on the bottom and, you know, whatever. And it was received well. It was just as comfortable as the Vibram. And the V3 is going to be a little more of a sleeker sole, a little less chunky.
Okay.
Not by much, but a little bit, a little more streamlined, just to kind of get away from the dad shoe ish, even though I'm still dad shoe age, but a lot of the things that we like.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah. And like I buy Jordans and things, and it's just more out of habit more than anything. It's more just to get that rush on sneakers, and then they just go in the pile.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things.
I did it. Okay, next.
Yeah. I chased the dragon. I got it. I'll see you later. And that was it. But on to the next one. So I still do that. And obviously, like, people that I know that I, you know, I'll support, like the J-Tips and those guys. If they see them, great. You know, even better. But that's kind of where we're at. And then the Promenade is still there. We use the Promenade a lot for a lot of white label collabs. Like, we did a collaboration with Modelo and the Houston Texans and the Raiders 2 seasons ago. And we took, like, materials from the jerseys, from the Raiders jerseys, and from Texans game-worn jerseys, and we sewed them onto the Promenade. And they did, like, a whole big promo giveaway and stuff. And that was cool. You know, and again, it's just another cool thing to kind of put a notch in the belt. I'm trying to think of other collaborations that maybe I didn't talk about or I didn't really show. Because, you know, it's kind of like, you know, we're all slaves of the algorithm. You know, you see what they let you see. So, like, we did a Promenade with Johnny Walker. We did Runners with Remy Martin, the cognac.
I didn't see that one. I saw that one pop up. Yeah.
Those are fire. The color was great. We're hoping that those Frenchmen can buy in and decide to make a more wide release, because a lot of people do like those shoes. So we'll see.
You had me at Texans, though. I'm a Texans fan since I'm here in Houston. So I was like, how did I miss that giveaway? What was
that? Yeah. Actually, hold on. I got one here. Ugh. One sec.
Oh, yeah. You got to show that to the camera.
Yeah. So this is the Texans.
Oh, that's dope.
With the Modelo. And
that's so cool. Oh, man. Yeah, I didn't see that one. That's so cool.
This is actual jersey material. And then this was supposed to be from the pants, like the silver. And like that, that's all jersey material as well. So the equipment would send us the swatches, or they would send us like game worn jerseys and pants, and we send them to the factory and cut them up and stuff.
That's dope.
It was cool. Yeah, we had a good little run with the Texans last year. You know, obviously doing Dave's cleats and then Laramie Tunsil's cleats.
Mm-hmm.
I had done a dope pair for Tank Dell right before he got hurt. Like, literally, bro, I was dropping them off at FedEx. I made a pair of Cheetah Kobe 7 cleats for him for Christmas. That's what he was going to wear. They're fire. I still haven't shown them. And I was literally dropping them off at FedEx to give to Tank. And my boy texted me. He goes, did you see Tank got hurt? And I was like, you got to be kidding me. Because, like, me and Tank have been trying to work together for a bit. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. So I hope to God. He's a great kid. I hope to God he gets healthy. And it's back to where he is. I mean,
same. It was pretty gruesome. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, they're on ice until he gets better, so they're ready to go whenever he's ready to go.
That's what he said. So, you know, Godspeed. I hope, obviously for him, just I hope he gets better. And then obviously, selfishly, I hope people get to see those things on the field.
Oh, I'm sure they will. And they're going to go crazy for him.
Yeah. So, yeah, season's already kind of again going. People are in camp already trying to lay down the work for the season. So it gets sooner.
Do you get, like, random emails from like players? Like, I mean, DM, I know you had ties with Minnesota teams.
Yeah, DMs are texts. Like a lot of times, like with Minnesota, I have a close relationship with the equipment manager, so they'll just text me and be like, "Hey, you know, JJ sending cleats or Jefferson sending cleats or whatever it is."
Makes it easy.
Yeah, you know, so that's fine. And then again, like the softball game, you know, connected with some guys directly, you know, trading numbers and stuff. So and that's across the board. I mean, I don't. When we first started doing the custom cleats, like way back in the day, like my mentality was like, I want to work with everybody. I want to get everyone. Like, and you know, realizing that you know, when you have a million people and there's only one week a week, you know, the quality goes down. And you know, kind of have like a we have a reputation of the stuff. Even though the style of cleats has drastically changed over the last like 3 years, I think all these guys want the bootleg Kobe's or they want things that look like KDs or like, and it's cool. Like, obviously, they want all their cleats to look like the basketball sneakers, which is dope. And that's obviously it's my lane with the paint, but like, you know, like people are doing the whole full recon on top of the cleats and stuff like that, which is a whole other art in itself. Like, it's crazy what I've seen some of these guys do. People doing like Christian Dior runners on Nike cleats and crazy things. It's wild. It's crazy. And
does it
you know,
help?
A lot of guys, what's that?
Does it help that, you know, like you said, a Kobe's, for example, does it help that Nike's starting to actually change these sneakers in the cleats so it makes your job a little easier instead of having to paint and make it look like it? Now you say, oh, there's actually a Kobe 6 out there or LeBron 4.
For sure. But it also, I mean, but then as the artist that likes the challenge, it is a challenge to take a cleat and be like, okay, how can we make this look like this and make it an optical illusion? But no, I mean, obviously, and then, and, you know, I saw some people like, oh, Mosh, this is your fault that they dropped these. I'm like, oh my god, I'm like, okay. I mean, obviously, I have nothing to do with that, but yeah, no, me and Diggs weren't on a run until he got hurt, and you know, hopefully, he'll be back in time with Houston, and you know, stay out of trouble, and yeah, and he's close to me now, so I can make some deliveries and drive to Boston and get him some stuff. So that's always fun. But yeah, I mean, trying to think. I think what else? I mean, we have a bunch of stories for the runners coming out. I teased a passport colorway that we're originally going to release this month. We're going to push it to August because we want to do a full rollout with it and really tell the story. I don't want to rush it, and it's actually my wife's idea to do the passport. It was her story, so. Like when she cares, I'm like, all right, let's not just rush it because you know again like you know I hate to blame Instagram, but it's like you know you can only do so much with your resources because you know I'm not gonna pay blogs to go and you know post my stuff and whatever you know you can rely on some kind of organic traction and some do, but I also know it's a business and I get that part of it. You can only get the homie card so many times and I understand that. So but if you want to blow up, you gotta do that. So, you know, I think, like, just going really in with the storytelling and the promo and stuff, you know, and then it kind of becomes undeniable. You have to share it. You want to share it. And that's kind of, like, one of these ones that I think it's a colorway worth putting in that time and that effort, you know, doing a whole collection. Like, we're doing passport covers. We're doing the travel bags. We're doing all this stuff. Because when I first started the V1, we were really big on the travel. We were doing locations and destinations in America.
Yeah, I remember those.
Yeah, so we're kind of like, we would not that we went off the rails, but we kind of just started going and telling different stories and stuff. We wanted to kind of center it back and bring it back to like some travel stuff. So the passport's kind of like our bridge to bring it back
right,
to
right
that kind of location. Yeah. So it's a cool little whatever it's called. So that's fun. Then I said we got another one with Jeff coming out. Should be in September, hopefully. As long as everything works out the way it's supposed to, because that man's all over the place. But we're but Jeff's great to work with. I mean, obviously he has a team and stuff, and that's what I aspire to. Like, I want a team like Jeff. Like, Jeff has a freaking conglomerate, but but it's cool. You know, it's great because Jeff is really big on working on the independent stuff. And, like, if you notice, if you saw, you know, the opening of 21 Mercer, you know, his store, he doesn't carry any of the big brands. It's all independent stuff.
I didn't know that's
deliberate. Like, you don't see him carrying Nikes. You don't see him carrying, you know, if there's any major brand. I mean, it's not even really major, but, like, you know, he has his Brooks or he has his
New Balance. Yeah, like, his stuff he's worked
on. Yeah, but anyone else – other that's not a staple brand. It's all independent or things that you would only see online. And that was deliberate by him. He wanted to make sure to have
that's
things
cool,
that you could, yeah, I like that. And, you know, he was even talking about just in carrying my stuff just in line. So it's so just a real one for that. He could have sold out and just made another 21 Mercer, you know, if you wanted
right?
to.
Right, yeah, just do the same thing everyone else did. But how what does that look like for you? Like I said, you're running a small operation, a true family organization. If, you know, Jeff wanted to carry your shoe in store, how does that change your operation to have more of a,
oh, it doesn't.
I got a stock?
No, well, I mean, it's not like I'm sitting here cobbling the shoes. You know, we have a factory, so basically, you know, it's just kind of more of a long game. You know, you just have to order, yeah. You know, obviously, you know, if we decide to do, you know, another, I mean, we're doing another collaboration, but then it's just figuring out numbers and distribution and all mm-hmm. that stuff. And then those are just conversations that go on between, you know, in between other emails with other things that are going on. So, you know, it's just another thing. But, you know, it's cool because then again, like, you know, a collab with Jeff is definitely a tentpole moment. You know, it's definitely something that, like, you know, will bring new eyes back to, like, oh, wow, I need, like, some people are like, I didn't even know you're still making shoes. Like, I had no idea. And they're like, yeah, we're still over here. And that's the part that's like, yeah, you know, and again, like, I don't think I'm that self-important to have people, you know, to assume people are checking for me every single day. My wife barely checks on me every day, let alone people that are just like casual fans. So, you know, that's how I look at it. I'm very realistic of my self-importance or my whatever it is, you know. But you know, but again, the shout out by Forward News was dope. You know, I think for what we're you know, what we were doing, it was great. You know, Peter had hit me up and kind of asked me, you know, who I thought, you know, belonged in the conversation, you know, and he mm-hmm. rattled off some names. And then the one person I did make sure to put on the list was Devlin from Saya Collective. I'm like, bro, I'm like, I know he rubs a lot of people the wrong way, but you can't deny what he's doing. and it's like, he's churning things out. And, you know, I was like, he needs his flowers because no one else is doing it. So he made sure to do that. So I was happy he did, especially, you know, with him rubbing, you know, he has his own little squabbles with people in the sneaker world, but
that's, man, that's everything in sneakers now. It's so crazy. I feel like everybody has, like, it for sneakers, for like this product that we put in our feet, you swear everyone has a beef with somebody or like misinterpreted something. Now some issues, like you say, or they perceived them being rubbed the wrong way. I'm like, man, and this, we should be the happiest people on earth. We're dealing with something that we actually love.
Yeah. You would think, but, you know, I mean, I kind of just feel like the internet got people fucked up, man.
Oh, all the time. Especially Instagram and stuff, man. It's wild.
Yeah,
it's like, dude.
Well, that's what I'm, but also you got to remember that, you know, Instagram's a highlight reel, man. People see what people are presenting. You know, they don't see me being stressed the hell out. You're not posting that. Or if you do, I'm not making a reel about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, I'm not going to tell you that part.
Oh, no one wants to hear a 46-year-old man complain about his life. That, you know, is doing fine. No one, like, we're pro, it's cool. We'll get through it. So.
Now, speaking about just sharing parts of your life, one thing I want to bring up because it's something that's important to me as well, but I love that you have, like, you share your fitness journey, man. Your fitness journey in the gym, but also you didn't share. You have a whole, you made a whole shoe that was, like, the mosh workout, like, that V2
runner.
That's... It's awesome, man. I love how you're doing that. It's an amazing thing.
Yeah. Hold on. Here we go.
Yeah, dude. I love it. Old school gym logo.
Yeah. Like the box is crazy. Like, you see all, like, the old workout stuff.
Yeah, man.
You got Arnold on the box.
Nice.
Yeah. You know, outwork by none. Then, yeah, you know, we always do a little retro card, like, every single one.
Yeah.
And tell the story.
That's so cool, man.
Little things, you know, dust bag and that. But then the runner itself, like I said, like, that was them. And, like,
that's
we were
cool,
going
man.
For that old school vibe, you know, just to kind of, like, make it look like, you know, the off-white. Like, you think, like, the old bags, the old punching bags and things like that.
Yeah, like kind of that real thick canvas look, that stitched together
exactly.
feel.
Yeah, and like the toe and the heel are made of rubber, so it's like to withstand, mm-hmm. you know, toe drag if you're like on your knees doing like rows and doing shit.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, yeah.
It's like, and it was cool. Like, I was very deliberate with who I seeded them out to. I wanted to put mm-hmm. them to people that either one were friends that cared about fitness or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, Matt Welty got a pair because, you know, he's CrossFit. Phil Heath got a pair and he was wearing them all over and he loves them. And like, and then a bunch of like, you know, smaller accounts just to like get general, you know, feedback and stuff. And just people that I know fuck with the product and appreciate it. And don't just get, you know, not just like another box. They're going to actually wear them like, oh, these are the best shoes ever. So,
facts.
But yeah, like the gym stuff, it got, you know what it happened? You know what it kind of was a turning point? Like I said, I played college sports all my life. So like I always played sports. I was always a big dude. I was a pitcher. I was always big. I was never, I got down to like 195 at one point and I was like running crazy. I ate no carbs. Like I was miserable, dude. Like I looked sick.
Couldn't maintain that, and, man. You weren't built for that.
Nah. I had it for a bit and then I gained it. And obviously when I got into doing what I do now over time and obviously traveling and more, not a sedentary style, but like, you know, sitting and painting and, you know, all that stuff, you know, you're in airports, you're late nights, you're eating like shit. And, you know, the way I came back, you know, twofold. And the turning point was back in 2020. It was either 21 or 22 when the All-Star game was in L.A., MLB. I had done, I did cleats for Derek Jeter for the Hall of Fame. So they had me like commemorate all his World Series on Jeter cleats and like every single World Series. And it was the whole thing in MLB. And I met Derek and, you know, it was great experience. So I brought one of my boys who's a Yankee, diehard Yankee fan.
Oh, man. Over the moon.
I made like a Make-A-Wish. Like, here you go, bro. You can meet Derek Jeter. But I met Derek, and Derek's like, hey, I'm Derek. I'm like, yeah, no shit. like, bro, I know who you are. But, like, we went through the whole, like, we had a whole thing where we walked around, and he was basically, like, recounting all the World Series and telling the story. And it was really cool. But
that's legit.
Circling back to the reason, I saw the photos in the video. I mean, I was so freaking big, and it was embarrassing how fat I was. And I was just bloated, and, like, it was just like you almost look at the photo and you don't even want to show it because it was such a cool, like it was such a great experience and cool. But I almost want to forget it too because, like, damn, I can't believe how big I got. Yeah. And you know, like I hate, you know, and I'm sure people that fellow big guys hate being called big guy or like, hey, you know, like, and I know they mean no harm by it, but as someone who's, you know, been a big dude his whole life,
you don't want to hear that.
Yeah. And again, I know they're being nice. Like, so like, I don't get mad at them. I'm more mad at myself for like letting myself get to a point where I'm seen that way. So, anyway, I started training again back into the gym, and I was like, you know, got a trainer. There's a gym right by my where I live, and it's actually Bubba Ray Dudley's gym. And the wrestler. So they have a wrestling ring and stuff, and the guy that runs it is an independent wrestler. Oh, and obviously there's a regular, you know, gym in there. It's not just wrestling. So I'm not in there taking bumps and stuff. But I was training with one of my guys, and for a while he was this jack Brazilian dude. He knew what he was doing. Great guy. You know, he was actually in the video for the gym runners. He was the one that I was doing the video with.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He's Jack. So he was my trainer. So I dropped like 70 pounds. Like, and you know, it was like, when you're big, man, you know, you gotta lose weight. You know, you gotta like if you go back and see like the old photos, like you see like in my neck and, you know, my face and stuff. But I got down to 70, and then me and my wife went to Scotland and went around, gained some weight again, kind of eating the good food, drinking the beer and stuff. And then football season started, and, you know, you try your best to kind of make the right decisions, but you don't. So, like, I think I gained back, like, another 20 of it. But then now we're just back to chipping away, and, you know, I'm at a happy spot. I mean, obviously, I will always be fine-tuning it, and we'll never be totally happy. The body dysmorphia is in there and whatever, you know, my wife's, like, calling me skinny, but it's really true, man. Like body image is such a thing. Like, even with dudes, I think, you know.
It's insane, man.
Yeah, and, you know, guys be like, you know, or they say, like, yeah, guys are working out for girls to give them comments. No, it's dudes telling you how good you look. It ain't.
They call it the Superman complex. Everybody wants to be built like Superman, man.
Yeah, but, you know, like, just have dudes tell me how nice my calves look. You know, like,
it's like, hey, it's a good day at the gym. I appreciate you, man. You made my day better.
Yeah, thank you so much. I'm walking a little taller that day.
That's
But yeah, but that's kind of been, that's kind of not been my identity, but I make it a priority to do it and, you know, post stuff. And a lot of people were like, yo, thanks for posting that. You got my ass going, or, you know, because you went and I went. I wasn't going to go. So then I just made another separate page, you know, for it and just been sharing every day. You know, it's just basically some bullying. Like, don't be a lazy shit. Go to the gym. You know, find the time. Because, you know, like, I got friends. Like, and I was the same guy, you know. Like oh, you know, like, I got this deadline. I can't do it. And I you know, I'm a hypocrite, you know. You know, like, I talk big because I went today. But, like, what about the day where I was too tired, you know? So, like, we're all fighting through it. So, like, I just kind of feel like it's cool, especially with Men's Mental Health Month. It's cool to have people know that there's, you know, we're all going through the same shit, man. And then, you know, even if I don't really know you or you don't really know me, you know, if you can see yourself in me or I see myself in you, great. Hell yeah.
Yep.
You know, one person telling me that's going to keep me posting, showing that I did, you know, shoulders today, you know?
So. Yeah, I love that, man. Like, just like you say, it's kind of that through line of sneakers. Like, hey, I know you know me from sneakers, but hey, like you said, we can relate to each other on a different level. And we all go through kind of that same struggle, man. Like, with you, like, say, Welty at the CrossFit. Like, myself, I started CrossFit, like, 2 years ago, my wife and I. It's just cool, man. Yeah. Like, just, you know, like, to get the strength and try to, like you say, keep tuning yourself up, man. Like, all we do is, we're just getting older, so let's try to stay around as long as we can.
Yeah, bro. Well, I don't want to be one of those old guys that's all hunched over and fragile. And I want to be, you know, lifting a house. You know, I want to be
that.
That's
what I'm saying.
I want to be that old guy that Body by Mark stops in the middle of the road and goes, hey, you're jacked. What do you, what's your workout regimen? What are you doing? I want to be that guy. And then when I tell him how old, I'm like, oh, wow, you're 46 years old. That's crazy. What do you eat? I'm like, I eat pizza. I don't do cardio.
I was telling my wife, I want to be 50 before my son can beat me in a foot race. So I'm like, that's my motivation. Like, I can't let him beat me.
There you go. But yeah, it's good to have them goals, man.
Yeah, man. But, and like I said, told that story and the shoe was dope.
Yeah, but I it was just like, I don't know, like, I don't want shoes to just be my identity. You know what I mean? Or like, that's not my person. I mean, I love shoes, but like, I don't want to just be some shoe dork.
Shoe
guy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Like, I don't be that guy. I'm 46 years old, dog. Like, and not to say there's like an age limit on stuff or like whatever. I mean, shout out to the old guys who are still doing it, because I'll still be that old guy. But like, it just can't be my whole identity. That's all. I there's more to me, and like, and it's even funny because like, people, you know, I'm dropping pounds, but I'm also dropping followers. People don't want to see me lifting weights, so it's like, whatever, man. Like, if you don't like it, fine. I'm cool.
Yeah, whatever, man. That's not some. Some of my favorite content I've done, it is my favorite content, has been like testing out like workout shoes, like Reebok Nanos or stuff from like On. And it was last year, my brother and I, we did the world's hardest mile, world's toughest mile. We did when we had like one of his buddies shoot it for us. First of all, I would never recommend anybody doing that. That crap sucked, but it was cool. It was like you tested the crap out of yourself, man.
I say once it's done, it's kind of like the sense of accomplishment's great.
Oh yeah,
it's like I did a 72-hour water fast last month.
Oh,
that's terrible!
How was that? Oh my god!
Don't recommend. But you know what? I had gone on a trip and I had ate like absolute garbage, and I just kind of needed a reset. And my stomach was all jacked up, and I was like, you know what? I was like, I'm gonna try this, because like I've gone a day without eating before. I was like, all right, let's give it a try. Let's see how it goes. First day was fine. Obviously, you know, I'm used to eating all day, so like, I mean, I'm obviously hungry. But you go to bed early, you kind of power through it. Second day was rough. I started to get the headaches, and like the foggy brain and all that stuff. But like, by 7 o'clock, my head was pounding, and I was just like, you know, and there's no water, electrolytes are going to help that. You know, I take some migraine Tylenol, and that's it.
Yeah.
And then the third day, I was like, all right. You know, like they say you get some clarity or like a high that day. I didn't get any of that. I think that's but my workout was pretty good. My workout was all right though. Like I didn't feel like tired. Second day I was dragging. I was an absolute waste of space. But the third day I was all right. And then like by the time I was done, me and my wife were like, we were already plotting what my meal was going to be when I was done. I got a lobster roll, so like I was like. I was good. We made it worth it. But I didn't go off the deep end, because, you know, like, that would have really jacked my stomach up if I like went and got like all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, yeah, you would have been done for a whole another 24 hours, man. Like in the
bathroom. Yeah. Yeah. But well, yeah,
they say your body goes through like ketosis or something like that. Yeah. That like your body's just eating its own body fat at that point, and that's what that third day you're supposed to get that supposed high.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I lost 10 pounds. So, like, supposed- yeah. I mean, and obviously, like, you know, you get back to it and you kind of level back out, but it was still a cool, like, kind of start. Like, obviously, if you're trying to, like, I don't know, if you have, like, a wedding, cool, maybe you want to do it, if you want to try it, but, like, I wouldn't tell regular people or someone who has a little bit of sugar to do it, you'll die. Like, my wife tried it. She's she lasted, like, 12 hours. She's like, I can't do this. I was like, no. I was like, I told you not to do it. But she's like, you did it.
No one should do that.
Yeah. That's what I say. I'm also not hypoglycemic and stuff. And I have plenty of fuel to burn off. You're little, so you'll die. So, but I'm trying to think what else is really going on. It's literally shoes, gym tan, laundry.
Yeah, you know, Jersey Shore, man. There you go.
I try to stay out of the sun, but you know now it's golf customs lift. And whatever.
Yeah, that's what's up, though.
Yeah. Oh, I got a. I have a collaboration coming out with a barbecue spot in July. So
okay, now we're talking. Hold up.
So it's actually how we were talking about like just supporters and stuff and how much we appreciate them. There's a barbecue spot in Connecticut that's by my house, and when me and my wife first moved there. They were having their soft opening. This is 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And we tried out. We first moved it out. And they blew up. Like, they're big out here. Like, they got a nice big following. They do all this stuff. And the thing is, nice. They always buy my shoes. Like, always support, always show love. You know, we always go there, all that stuff. And I was like, I'm like, how do you feel about having your own shoe? Like, doing a drop here. And he was like, bro, like, yes, let's do it. And I was like, first of all, would you be able to sell shoes before anything? Because I was like, you know, like buying food is one thing. I was like, but you know, what do you think your supporters will spend $300 on a shoe? He goes, bro. He goes, they'll support it. I'm like, okay. And like either way, he was in. So we're so we designed it. It's coming out in July. We're gonna do a pop up at the barbecue spot, local thing, obviously. And then maybe we'll release it online. So it's gonna be a small little like niche drop.
Yeah,
but it's on the V2. It looks like the DQM Bacon and the Utah Runner had a love child. That's the colorway I can kind of describe.
Perfectly smoked is the color.
yeah. Because when you think about it, I mean, how many more colors of meat can you really think of?
Yeah.
You know, but like I didn't want to like totally just jack Dave's. You know,
for sure. Line.
I got now
if I
at home.
Open it. Yeah. Did it smell like – that's get like a rack of ribs smell coming out of there?
Well the pop-up's going to be there, so it's going to smoke up. Like, those places, the smokers are always going, so –
just yeah,
probably.
There.
Probably.
So, dude, that's cool. So I love that connection. Yeah.
But again, like, it's kind of like that's the cool part about, like, being independent. You can just go do that. You don't need to go – like we did an internal collab with Coca-Cola last year.
Mm-hmm.
We did Coke. Actually, did Coke Runners for internal. They're absolutely fire. Like they're. I'll show them to the public eventually. They're really dope, and they're not what you would expect. I'll just say that. And they went over really well. And we were gonna go to public with them, but we were all ready to do a drop. And we almost got to the finish line, and then they pulled the plug and whatever. So corporate America, dude, it happens. But
right, I guess you got to just be ready for that, right?
Yeah. Hey, it happens. But, like, again, we still had a collaboration with Coke. And, you know, you never know. It could still pick up again. You know, who knows? But they will get shown to the public. I was holding off in the hopes that we would do a public release, so I never showed them what they look like.
Okay.
Besides internally. But, I'm going to do a full-on photo set and stuff on them because they're too nice to not share. And it's also a cool notch in the belt for the resume, you know, to just kind of say Coca-Cola is Disney. You know what I mean? Like that's a big brand and like
big business, man.
Yeah. Well, it kind of goes back to like perception of the brand. Like, bro, like this little independent brand. We did a collab with the Houston Rockets. We did a collab with the White Sox. Mm-hmm. We did a collab with the Minnesota Twins. We did collabs with Modelo. We did a collab with. I'm going down the line of all these major brands that we worked with.
That's amazing. What Remy Martin, like,
Remy Martin, right? And there's more. You know, Jeff Staple. We've done stuff with. I'm trying to look at other shoeboxes. Charlie McAvoy from the Bruins. We did the collab with him.
Oh, okay,
We dropped out of Concepts.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was his. Took me a second. I'm like, wait, I remember this one.
And the pop-up, we had the pop-up at Concepts. And what was funny about that was, Charlie, he likes shoes, but he wasn't really, introduced to, the sneaker world and the lineups and stuff like that. Yeah. So, when he came in and, there was a line outdoor for that, he's obviously being, signing and obviously Bruins fans. It wasn't just sneaker people or fans. People could give two shits about me. They wanted to meet Charlie, which I totally understood.
Move, Maj.
we're in Boston. We're in Bruins country. We're not in Moss country. So I knew that. But Charlie's in there and, he's signing jerseys and signing shoes and doing all that stuff. But he was so good to all the fans and having all these conversations, but they were trying to move the line. But, he was having everyone's telling their story, oh, this is how I became a Bruins fan. Yeah. And, and he's very locked in talking to him, and we're trying to move the line. So, Rob, later, buddy. See ya. It was cool to expose Charlie to that and let him learn and see how that goes. And I remember just Dion was all part of it, and I mean Dion's great, and he's obviously he's a figure of lore now, of how he is and how he carries himself, and he's an elder statesman now, and it's just funny to see how people that I've known for decades have turned into these brands themselves and whatever. It's cool. So
it is dope, man. Shows how growth that happens in these in the sneakers. I mean, you become legendary to a degree, man. Like you say, Dion, Jeff, those guys out there. I mean, when it's all said and done, your name's gonna be up there too, Maj. Think as this master customizer, great with the independent brand. You're gonna look back and be like, oh dang, they're like Maj, that guy,
It's better to have people like you say it than me, because I'd be like bro, you're gassing yourself up. But I don't know, every once in a while my wife will remind me, bro, you don't realize all the things you've done. Mm-hmm. I don't know, remember just recently Swerve Strickland came with a Reebok, the Ancestry. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We pushed that to happen because we did the shoe together first, and they pushed them to do that.
Really?
So Swerve won the title in Mosh Promenade in High Tops. Yeah. We did a shoot, and it was a collaboration. It was a three-way collab with me, Swerve, and Flash Garments, who's song. Flash, and, he's all over the damn place, with his sneaker stuff and around West Side Gun and stuff. And he's a character himself. But Flash, we're talking about doing it, and Flash put it in motion, because I've known Flash since he was, a teenager. And he put it in motion to connect with Swerve and do all the stuff, and we did the shoe. And obviously, it's a lot of legal stuff with AEW and whatever. That's actually the reason why haven't seen any WWE collabs with me, officially, because it's all red tape. I can do stuff with them, customs and all that stuff. But
one-off kind of thing,
They're not selling them, so it's not a big deal. Mm-hmm. But the conversation was had and just kind of stalled and whatever. But I mean, it'd be awesome, and I think it'd be very organic to have a collaboration with WWE. I think it would be.
Yeah.
just given the relationship. But again, it's the people that make those decisions may not know me. You know what I mean? It's kind of
sure.
Well, but if it's meant to be, it's meant to be. And I'm totally happy still maintaining my relationships. Cause that's the thing,
that's the important part.
I'll go text Liv Morgan. You know what I mean? So, that's cool that you can do that. Or Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Or Finn Balor,
like I said, the relationships are the most important part. I mean, I feel like they'll come. They'll figure it out. I mean, I feel like WWE they're definitely trying to push to the people, I feel harder than, recent years. And
sure.
I think seeing that how sneakers have become prominent. I mean, how many sneaker shopping guests have they had on Complex now? How many you know, nice kicks post of, oh, what are they wearing on at WrestleMania or SummerSlam? So I feel like they're going to get the picture one day. It may not be the top of the list now, but you would have to be the first person to call.
You would think, but, you know, we'll put it in the Lord's hands and
yes, sir.
Triple H's hands and hope it all works out. But, yeah, man. And it's just funny because, like, I'm literally down the road from Stanford, so it's a hop, skip, and a jump. It's not far away.
Just keep driving by. Like, hey, I know you see me. I know you see me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I've been in there plenty of times for different things, just not yet for that. So, it'll happen. Eventually.
Now, one I need you to make, I don't know how many people would actually want this, but I'm a huge tennis fan. Dude, I need you to make a Grand Slam pack and just all the majors.
Oh, and bring just it back, like
I'm thinking to the I'm watching the French Open replays.
Yeah.
It's a few runners, Packer, man. Like a. Huh?
Remember how Packer and Reebok did that whole set? They did.
Some years back, and then also Open, they had the Air Tech Challenge 3s from Nike, but they were like kind of super hard to get.
Yeah. I have the Australian Open ones, and I have the U.S. I have the second U.S. Open. The first ones are the ones I want. I want the black with the blue sole Tech Challenge. I want those. Obviously, they wouldn't be wearable. But I have the U.S. Opens and I have the Australian Opens. I don't think I got the Wimbledons, but the Packer Reebok pack was crazy. Like that whole pump pack.
Yeah.
Like the French Open had like the clay on it and all that. I like that.
I love that with the clay on it.
Yeah.
I love that shoe.
That was a great pack. I feel like it's weird. Like we're in a weird spot, and I know it's because of, you know, like different generations and how the youth never saw Michael Jordan play, and they're like, who's this old guy? And the people, the kids don't care, and the kids again, the kids are generating to match runners, and they're wearing Crocs, and you know, like different stuff. Like it's a different time, and people wonder why like shoes aren't selling out. It's because kids don't have a connection to the white cement floor like that. They weren't around for that. Yeah, you know,
exactly.
Like that last, you know, we're happy to have a retro for the third time in the last 20 years. That's great. You know, like that's, and we'll get them.
Yep.
But the kids aren't checking for them. They don't care. And the thing is, like
they don't care about that.
No. And the spot, you know, we're at a spot now where like we're like in between the resale culture and the thing and you know the sitting part. If it's sitting, it's a brick. Like no, it's not. That's how it used to be. And like, don't get me wrong, like we all want to have shoes that other people don't have. Like I'm not gonna act like I'm like, oh yeah, I just wear GRs all the time. No, I have a corner of my room of like all my like most people have never seen these shoes before type stuff, and then all my other GR stuff, and then like I have like tiers of where things are, but like my whole corner of like PEs and you know like all these different things like I think my most coveted shoe, which, and it's more for sentimental. I mean, it's worth a lot of money too, but sentimental value are the Mango Kobe 6 Barcelonas. Are like my like.
I was just talking favorite. About those the other day,
bro. This is how I attained them. This is back when all the LeBron 7 and 8 PEs were a big deal, and I had the Cavs Fanatic 7s. They were those like Redskins colorway, pretty much.
Yeah, I remember those.
I had those. I don't remember how. Actually, someone traded for me for a custom, and this is back in like 2000. I don't know, 13, 14, maybe, whatever that time was. Maybe before that. I don't remember. Anyway, so someone had the Mango Kobe's, and I already had the 7 Barcelonas, like those teal and orange ones. So I was like, and I always wanted the 6s, and I was like, I'm not a soccer fan like that, but I just love the colorway, and I think they're dope.
Yeah.
So I was like, hell yeah, I'll trade them, and I'm glad I did, and you know, I think I wore them like twice, and then this is when I was just kind of starting up with the customs, and you know, we were you know still kind of building things up, so I wasn't like, I was doing okay, but I could have always made more money, so I ended up selling a bunch of pairs to DJ Ski, and I sold them. And I sold them those. I sold them the Bin 9s. I sold them a bunch of like high ticket ones. But selling the Mangos was like my biggest regret now because obviously finding a size 12 was like a nightmare. And I told Ski, like, I mean, I'm like, yo, I regret that so much. And I'd see him wearing them on, like, full-size run, or I'd see him, like, showing them on eBay. I'm like, those are my fucking Kobe.
He's like, I'll buy them back.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, bro. I'm like, let me know. And he's like, no. So finally, like, late last year, I happened to find a pair on eBay. And it was dead stock. And it wasn't that crazy. So I actually messaged the guy, and I ended up trading some other. I traded like two pairs for it. And I was now it's like reunited. Obviously he made out on the deal. Like, I understood I had to have
him. Yeah, but like, you knew whatever. It was something you needed to have. So you're like, you're okay with the loss.
Exactly. And I was so happy to get him back. And I'm like afraid to wear them because like now. Because whenever I know there's a shoe that's worth a lot of money, usually I put them on immediately, so I wear them. So I don't have to worry about, like, oh, God, you know, like, now they're just sitting in, you know, now they're stock.
Going to crumble or separate.
Yeah, exactly. So, like, now if I wear them, I'm like, okay, well, fuck it. I pulled the Band-Aid off, and you just got to rock with it now. And
that's
kind of my mentality. You know, like, if I know something's, like, worth something, like, all my Travis's, I make sure to wear those. Because, like, I had the Travis Fours. I had all of them, whether it was seated or retail. And I love low tops. The lows I wear, and like, but I ended up selling.
Way nicer, I think.
Yeah, like I ended up selling the first Mocha ones because I never wore those. And I was like, why do I have these? And I remember I sold those, and I paid for wheels for my Jeep at the time. I was like, why do I have these shoes?
That's crazy that you can sell a shoe like, hey, I got four wheels for my Jeep.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's like things like that, like priorities. Like I said, I love shoes, but they're not that important. You know?
Oh yeah,
it's still
your bartering tool. Sometimes, like if I need something, I'm like, you know what? I don't want to have to like save money or pull money from somewhere else. Let's go to the stacks. Let's see what I can get rid of.
Yeah, that's exactly what it does. You know, then you feel better. Then it's not real money. You know what I mean? It's like
you know what? I love it because I do because like I got rid of something to get something else, so it's an even trade.
Yep. In my mind, yeah, you know? And the wife doesn't care, so it's fine.
So everyone's happy. Everyone's happy.
And as long as she's happy, everyone's happy. That's how it goes. We know how the show goes.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Shoot, man. Well, heck, I appreciate you coming on, Maj. It was great getting catch up with you again, man. Know everything you got going on, and I say everything I can truly appreciate, like. What you do, man, like from the customs to, you know, stepping outside the box and creating your own shoe, man. So I wish all the success on what you're doing, brother. Like, keep it up, man.
I appreciate it. I hope I didn't say anything stupid or anything condemning to myself because sometimes I just start rambling and I say shit that I forget that I'm like being recorded. Like, I remember I, real short, I'm not going to divulge the whole thing. Well, like I was doing a story with Wealthy for Complex, and I was BSing, though I was off the record, and I said something, and he put it in. I'm like, bro, I'm like, you cannot put that. And he was like, but you said it. I'm like, dude, I'm like, do you know how to maintain relationships? I'm like, no, you cannot put that out. So
nah, I wouldn't do that to you. I wouldn't do that to you. I will always let you know. I always tell people if I think it was kind of like it could hurt you, I'm gonna tell you first. I'm like, let's take it out and make sure you're
good. Yeah, I think I was good.
Yeah,
but you never know. Sometimes again, I get too comfortable and I just start talking because there's other conversations.
You're solid. Nothing.
Okay, I was gonna say because I have other conversations that you know. Sometimes if I say how I really feel about some things, then but that's a whole other story. Rodgers to sign with the Steelers. All right. Well, that's good.
Finally, I mean, this is like the worst kept secret in the NFL.
Worse.
we knew this 6 weeks ago.
Bro, I have a lot of people do like him now. Like, I heard he's actually really cool as hell, even though with all the stuff that goes on with him.
You know, that's nice to know.
Everything goes with him. Like, I remember Devontae Adams wanted me to make custom golf shoes for him. He wanted to make Big Lebowski golf shoes. For him, would have totally made sense for him to like put the dude on a pair of cleats, golf spikes.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Just for like the dude to buy on the back or something.
Speaking of, next time you come out to Texas, if you're in the Houston area, we gotta go shank some balls in the trees somewhere, man.
Hell yeah.
We gotta go we'll lose that. A box of golf balls.
We'll do that, then we'll go to Bucky's. I love
Bucky's.
Oh yeah,
you gotta go to Bucky's. Like that's a Texas staple, bro.
Yeah, we went to Dallas for the All-Star game last year. Like I said, it's like a yearly trip. We always go to the All-Star game, me and my boys. And the first time they ever been to Bucky's was last year. And it was like 45 minutes out of the way, but we ended up making the trip twice because of how great it is. And, you know, we're going to Atlanta this year. And the first thing we all look is to see where the closest Bucky's was. Because, you know, in the Northeast, they're not there. So it's like a big thing. It's like going to Disney World.
Yeah, and,
yeah.
It's like the mall of gas stations. Good. It makes no sense.
None.
But shoot. But it's amazing. Like, I always tell people, if you drive in Texas, just, if you see one, just stop. You won't regret it.
You might buy a kayak. You know, who knows?
Or a smoker. Like, where are you going? What do you need a whole smoker for? But, hey, you got one.
It's like the gas station, Walmart, and Bed Bath & Beyond, and that's the Beyond in the back with all that stuff.
The best way to describe it with the barbecue joint thrown in with Mexican food.
Yeah, bro, it's so good. So, you never have a bad trip. You never do.
No. I've never been to a bad Bucky's. Never been.
No, and everyone's always so happy. It's great.
And you can even take a shower in there, which is crazy. Like, you feel like you've been in a car too long, you jump in and take a shower?
I was just going to say, like, impeccable bathrooms, it's crazy. I don't get it.
Dude, they pay them a lot to work there. Have you seen, like, the one ad they put on the door?
It's like
$150 as a manager. I'm like, I may switch professions and go work at Bucky's.
I think everyone has that conversation with themselves. Like, you know what? I might just throw it all away and just start running Bucky's.
I feel like I'd be all right. I can support my family, get snacks.
Unlimited beaver nuggets and get some brisket. Yep. All the beef
jerky you want. I'd be like $450 when it's all said and done, but it's like.
I'd be happy. It was a good run, man. It was a good run.
It's a good run. Oh, shoot.
Well, this concludes my fitness journey. I'll see you later.
We went full circle. We went from fitness journey to ended it all for Bucky. So,
yeah. Now I'm riding a Bucky scooter God.
With a Bucky's onesie on that you can buy. Like, you literally, bro. I'm sure there's a scooter in there somewhere.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I love that they got merch. That's so good. I bought a hat. I definitely bought a hat. I don't know where it is. I gotta go find it now. God.
Look, you know what? I wouldn't be surprised one day I see a Supreme Bucky's collab. Wouldn't even surprise
It'll
me.
It'll happen.
Will I buy it? Yes.
Of course. Will I buy it? They gotta make some Eric Emanuel Bucky shorts.
Oh, don't do that. Little multi-print Bucky just, Beaver all over them.
Just Beavers all over it. I would so buy that. God,
here's my money. Here's my.
I was saying, I might just jump the shark and do it myself. Fuck it, I'll do it.
Hey, get Bucky shoot a red, yellow with some beaver hair on it.
Yeah, bro, get Bucky on the line.
I'm buying it, bro.
Yeah,
we can at least get Bucky on the line. Let's get him. I will buy that. I will personally call you, be like, to save my size. Here's the money.
Yep. Yeah, we're ready for it, man. All right. Well, I gotta go grocery shopping.
I know you got gangs of stuff to do, man.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the time.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for giving me the outlet to talk. Because again, like, I'm kind of like, you know, I don't talk that much, but when I do, I try to make it count.
Hey, man, I love it. I love it, man. So you already know where to follow Maj. I ain't even gotta have him tell you where to follow him. So y'all go follow Maj. Y'all stay in tune with the drops because he's dropping dope stuff all the time, man. So keep up with him.
Thanks, Mike. I appreciate it.
So you guys like, follow. Oh, yes, sir. Like, follow, subscribe, Sneaker History. Like, follow, Maj. Until next time, guys. See ya.
Hey, y'all. Nick here. One more thing before you take off. Do us a solid and leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. Check the links in the description to help us keep the show going. And as always, we appreciate you listening. And don't forget to tell someone you like their kicks today. You never know how far a compliment will take you, and we all know how good it feels to be on the receiving end of some appreciation. Peace.